clock is going.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. Calling the Thursday, February 22nd meeting of the Board of Firearm Permit Examiners to order at 10:06 a.m. I'm going to start by reading a brief-ish introductory statement. For the record, and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following here today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this Board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believed them to be at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation, but additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the Board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, this Board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the General Statutes, hearing of this Board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this Board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the Board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings, and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties will be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The Board also may inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and the appellant may make brief closing statements. Decision of the Board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of the Board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes 29-28D, and pursuant to Connecticut's Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the Board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the Board will refrain from addressing the appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title appellant. The Board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, this Board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regards to matters subject to erasure pursuant to General Statutes 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the Board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put your phones on vibrate. If you need to have a conversation, please go out into the hall to do that so as not to disturb these proceedings. Thank you. Calling the roll of the Board, Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Mr. Gray.
Present.
Colonel Overture.
Here.
Colonel Lewis.
Here.
Ms. Johnson.
Here, ma'am.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
I'm here, and Dr. Conrad is here. Oh, yes. I didn't see you, that's why I didn't call you. We have a full Board today. Okay, now I'm going to call the cases in order. Case number one is 22-611.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in.
Case two is withdrawn, correct?
Correct.
By phone this morning?
Yes.
Okay, that case is off the docket. Case three, 22-645.
Present.
Present for the issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number four, 22-794.
issued at the right time.
The appellant is here on that case also.
Case number 5, 22-797.
Issuing the permit.
Somebody check in?
Yeah, they checked in.
All right, if you don't know your case number, please come up. That's, at least two people don't know your case number. Just come up, check with Nancy, because I'm not going to call your names.
Sheldon.
794.
Okay,
I
see you.
And then 797, I believe, is you?
That's me.
Okay.
That's you.
All right, great. Case number 6, 22-799.
Issuing authority.
Sounds like both parties. Case number 7, 22-086.
Present for the issuing authority.
He has not checked in with me.
Case number 8, 22-817.
Issuing authority.
Is that both parties?
Yep, both.
817?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, he's here.
Case number 9, 22-785. Both parties, thank you. Case number 10, 22-343.
Present for the issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. Case number 11, 22-808.
Present.
Great, both parties. Case number 12, 22-806.
Issuing authority.
Both parties, thank you. You guys are doing here all day. Case 13, 22-790.
Issuing authority, sorry.
Everybody?
Yep.
Okay.
Do you want to hear on that,
please? Yeah, the appellant raised his hand.
A lot of people spoke up, so I think everybody's here. All right, could anybody testifying please stand and raise your right hand so that I may administer the oath? That's anybody basically who's
yeah,
not a lawyer that intends to say anything before the
stand. Stand up, yes, you're an attorney, yes.
Appellant should definitely stand up unless you're not talking to us. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that the evidence you shall give here today would be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or on penalties of perjury?
Thank you.
Okay, you may be seated.